I like Brett Hundley. You know, first met him there at the combine. I thought his interview was impressive. Obviously, very athletic, tough. Just to watch the way the draft unfolded, and for him to still be there, we felt, you know, we were fortunate to have the opportunity to select him, and I think he'll be an excellent fit in our quarterback room. And you can never have enough quarterbacks.
How surprised were you that he was still there in the fifth round?
I mean, you know, there's really no surprises when you get into the draft process. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into this. You know, the personnel department, you know, it's endless, and you know, and I think that's why you have different opinions and things happen too. So I don't know why, but you know, I'm glad he's been drafted to be a Green Bay Packer.
When you saw him see someone like him being a quarterback coach, do you say to yourself, I can do something with this kid? I mean, do you start to think in terms of what you can do with a guy?
I've always viewed the position that way. You know, I know there's always a lot of talk about, you know, the offense that they play in, you know, pro style versus, you know, the run and shoot, or, you know, the spread and this and that. I still think football players are football players, and I think I feel even stronger about that at the quarterback position. I always felt that you look for an individual, particularly, you know, once you get a certain part in the draft, and if he has something that you see that you can develop, and there's definitely a ton there with Brett Hundley, that excites me. And I know it excites our, you know, Alex Van Pelt, Tom Clemens, you know, Edgar Bennett, even Luke Getsy. You know, we had a number of guys look at the quarterbacks. So we're excited to get him in our room. Obviously, having Aaron will be an excellent mentor, just as he has been throughout his time here to the younger quarterbacks.
Mike, what kind of things
Well, athletic ability. I mean, when I look at players, I look at, you know, first thing I look at is the things you can't teach. You know, I think it's important to let's not forget. I mean, this, you know, everyone wants to talk about X and O's, specifics, training, techniques, and, you know, the exactness of the game of football. But the reality of it is it's a game where, you know, it's 11 on 11. Things happen, and the ability to play, you know, beyond the, you know, design play, the 2.3 seconds that everything's designed to go a certain way, get into extended plays and things like that. I mean, you know, Brett has a ton of that. So, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, that stands out. I've already said it, athletic. And, you know, and everybody wants to be critical, you know, just like of every quarterback. You look at their throwing motions. In my time evaluating quarterbacks, it's tougher to evaluate off film than standing next to the quarterback prospect when he's throwing and so forth. But we felt like we had very good video, and there's just a lot there to work with, and I'm excited about, you know, having the opportunity to work with him.
So, Mike, what's your philosophy on having a guy like Hundley, though? Because in 99, you're the quarterback coach, you had Hasselbeck, you got Aaron Brooks. You guys basically developed them both to be starters elsewhere. How do you view having him? I mean, you have to work with him in case disaster strikes and you lose your MVP quarterback, but how do you view having a guy like that now on your,
you know, I really view it as just like the rest of them. I mean, he's, you know, every position coach, every position is trained a certain way. We as a coaching staff, is, you know, really challenged ourselves to hire the football IQ of our whole football team, and it starts with the coaching staff. So we've done a lot of work across the hall with one another and apply it to the players. So what happens down the road, I mean, you can't predict that. I mean, the quarterback position is the toughest position to play in football. It's the most important position to play in football. And the opportunity to take four to camp, I feel good about that. So I like what I've seen from Matt Blanchard. And just when, you know, the short time I spent with him and after his workout and so forth, and obviously Scott Tolzien's, just like you would think, is here every day, you know, putting in the extra hours and so forth. And then obviously we have, you know, our MVP, you know, Aaron Rodgers. So it's a healthy room. You know, we've always talked about the quarterback room and the importance of having the right kind of people in there. Can never have enough talent, and we just you know, brought in a young guy that definitely will contribute to the room.
You're always preaching turnovers, and obviously not turning it over, but when Hundley hit, I think he threw five picks last year. I guess just how appealing is that? It seems like he knows how to not screw things up.
There's a lot to like, and I mean, I think, you know, you also got to look look at what he's done in his career, you know, at UCLA. I mean, he's, you know, he's brought that program up a few notches. So, yeah, he takes care of the football. That's a number one priority. Obviously, the quarterback handles the football on every single offensive play. So, he's done a nice job of that.
Mike, when you look at the top three picks, what do you see? What type of players? What do you get out of those guys?
Playmakers, you know, athletes, multidimensional athletes. I think the ability not only to play corner and for both guys, and also the ability to play receiver. Their ability to do things with the football, you know, make plays on the football. We talk about it a bunch as a team, and going through my experience here in Green Bay, you know, obviously we need to start the season better. 2-2 is not going to cut it this year, but you know, you want to build your football team all the way up as you go into the playoffs, and handling the football in December and January in this climate is very important. It's something that I pay a lot of attention to, and how we train our team. We definitely train differently today than we did 10 years ago or 6 years ago. And all three of these young men definitely have those skills.
Mike, the quarterback position, though, is this the youngest group you've had in your time?
I mean, how young is young? I mean, we're always young. I mean, we're 20. I mean, the average age of our football team, I think, has been the same, you know, all night, first 9 years, and are similar, and that will be no different this year. I mean, that's our program. That's how we operate, and you know, we have an outstanding coaching staff that loves the challenge of it. So, you know, these young men have been drafted to be Green Bay Packers, and it's our job to make them part of it.
Mike, what ways do you think you helped your special teams this weekend?
Well, I think the whole, you know, I mean, I don't know if Hunley's going to play special teams, but I think the whole draft, you know, helps us. But you know, I think every one of these guys helps us on special teams. So, you know, I know just talking with Ron, and I mean, he's up there, and him and Jason are already building, you know, depth charts and things like that, and going back through their history. We have a rookie orientation camp. We'll bring all the players in Thursday night, go through the administrative meetings and the leadership introductions and so forth, and then we'll go all football Friday morning, practice once, and do the orientation in the afternoon, and then practice again Saturday. So, you know, that's what we're getting ready for, and a big part of that will be special teams, and every one of these guys will have an opportunity.
Mike, what do you see with Jake Ryan? What do you think he can add inside for you guys?
You know, really like Jake. I mean, you look at his background, you know, Westlake, Ohio, St. Ignatius High School, Michigan, captain on football team, productive, very, very consistent. So, I mean, he definitely fits what you look for in the core of your football team. You know, a young man that has the reputation of being the same guy every single day. I think he, you know, has the ability to play on all four downs. And that's, I think that's the, you know, the highest compliment you can give to a player.
And Mike, you, Montgomery's got to earn it, obviously. But, you know, you didn't get a whole lot out of your kickoff return game with DeJuan last year. What would it mean to your team to have that become explosive again?
Well, kickoff returns an opportunity for a big play. Big plays is what you need to win, you know, in the National Football League. So it's definitely a variable, you know, one of the top variables for winning championships. So yeah, we will be better on kickoff return, and Ty will have he'll definitely have the opportunity to help us improve.
What do you think of what you've got wide receiver wise as a whole? I mean, you've got Aberdeen coming back.
Like the young guys, you know, Jared's getting better. You know, just watching him, you know, run through his rehab sessions. I mean, he's flying around, so I don't know exactly where he is, but he looks good. Janice, I think, really came on at the end of the year, so he's an Olympian in the weight room. He looks good. Really, our football team coming back the first 2 weeks, just going through the strength and conditioning phase. Mark Lavott and our staff are really excited about it. Our veterans have taken it up a notch, you know, compared to prior years, and the young guys are following suit. So we're off to a great start. The meetings, you know, getting in and out of the number of the individual position meetings. We've made some changes in how we're training our guys, and we're off to a good start. Our first 2 weeks have been excellent.
Mike, was there a theme to this draft? Did you sense any kind of theme?
The theme is the same every year. You know, it's best player available. You know, just do not get too far away, and it's the same thing, you know, I heard as a young assistant coach back in 1999. You take good football players. You take football players. You don't get caught up in, you know, BPA, you know, best player available versus, what is it, NP, need pick, you know. So then you got, some other ways people look at it, but we stay true to just taking the best football player.
Mike, how do you feel about that inside linebacker group right now, and, you know, where do you kind of see Clay in the mix after this draft in terms of his position?
Well, I mean, number one, Clay's an outside linebacker. He's a pass rusher. You know, that's his premium position. I think it was very evident after the bye week moving Clay around. His productivity went through, you know, definitely went up. So I've had people tell me in studies and so forth that, you know, his production is probably – ranked as probably one of the highest or the highest inside linebackers, just the way he played the position. So, I mean, that's a big credit to Clay. Clay's going to both meetings. You know, I was in the inside linebacker meeting on Friday with Clay. So he's getting ready to play wherever he needs to play. But, the most important thing is creating opportunities for your big-time players to make plays, and that's what we'll do with Clay.
Like you said, you just said you were in the inside linebacker meeting. How's that going with having a little more flexibility?
Personally, it's invigorating. I love it. I mean, it's to be around, you know, the specifics and in other areas that I haven't been involved in quite some time. So, I mean, you know, going in with the D line, special teams, you know, inside linebackers so far. So, I'm really enjoying it.
You know, with so many more tall receivers in the league every year, is there any concern that all your corners are 5'11"?
They can jump. No, I'm not. I mean, it's. It's all part of it. You look at it, and sometimes I think you got to look at the whole picture. You know, to me, it's time to throw the measurables out the window. I mean, especially the young men, you know, we've drafted. It's time to go play football. So, yeah, I don't buy into the fact that, you know, because you got a bunch of 6'5" receivers in your division, you got to go have a bunch of 6'2" corners. Our opponents, especially in division, our division opponents, will not dictate the way we, you know, build our football team.
And speaking of the corners, you know, you took a guy who played a lot of basketball, only 1 year of football. You took a guy who was at safety for a while. Do you have a lot of faith in Joe Witt and what he's able to do as a coach, what he did with Sam? I mean, he's developed some guys that maybe came from some fairly.
Joe Witt's excellent. I mean, he's done. His reputation and his, you know, what we've done here in the past. With our young corner speaks for itself. So, I mean, the culture is set. There's a blueprint there of taking young guys and getting them ready. It's really, you know, the format for our way we train our whole football team. Frankly, we train our whole football team the way I learned to train the quarterbacks, you know, from Paul Hackett in 1993. So, I mean, that'll never change. But, yes, I mean, we have tremendous faith in Joe and just the way he coaches the positions and his players respond and improve. Well, we kind of changed it this year. You know, we're challenging the oldest guy in the room. And the young guys need to catch up.
Mike, can you train Montgomery to be a running back?
I'm sorry, Tom, I didn't hear.
Can you train Montgomery to be an effective running back? Some teams, you know, looked at him as a running back. You said.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, Ty's, you know. I mean, we'll get here, you know, Friday. I'm not really anticipating getting into any of that. I mean, he'll be trained as receiver, clearly. I mean, it's important for all of our receivers. It's you know, we train them all to play all four positions. That's vital to the way we want to play or the way we're going to play on Sundays. So, I mean, that's the first hurdle he's going to have to get over, the ability and obviously the understanding to play all four positions, obviously compete for return opportunity and kickoff and punt, but that'll be the starting point, and that's a big challenge.
No, with a guy like him, does that excite you? I mean, he's not just the receiver. I mean, it seems like he's got some flexibility, like Spoon said.
You can absolutely. I think anytime you have a four down player, it excites you. You know, the opportunity to find different ways to get as many different people that can make plays the ball. So, I mean, he's dynamic. I mean, you look at the way. What he does with the ball after the catch, I mean, it's so impressive. So, and it's strong. People bounce off him, too. I know there's, his weight, you know, went back and forth. But, I mean, he's a powerful young man. I mean, especially for a receiver. I mean, he doesn't go down, you know, very easily. So, and with that, being built a lot like a running back, I think that's what I personally favor in the return game. So, I think he's a heck of a young player, and I think we were fortunate to get him in the third round.
Mike, what is we haven't talked to you since you got Troy and BJ back. Mike Daniels was telling us how great BJ seems. What does that mean for your team to get both those guys back?
It's awesome. You know, it's that D-line room. That was with those guys Thursday. That's as good as it's been. You know, could be the best one we've had. So, you know, BJ is dialed in. You know, Mike Turgeback is, you know, once again, we're pushing these guys from day one differently than we have in the past. We're not going back to zero and starting over. So we're really pushing the envelopes in our meetings. And, you know, BJ is a very, very smart football player. So I know he's excited to be back. And Latroy's, I mean, he's been here for, I mean, quite some time. And Mike Daniels, you know, he doesn't go home. So, I mean, it's the young guys need to pick it up, and they got some excellent leadership to follow.
What are your impressions of the three guys in the sixth round?
Three guys in the sixth round? Well, I mean, you know, we start, you know, with the last one. Is it Backman? Kennard, just seeing him on film. We brought him in here. Athletic, you know, and I like the fact that, he sticks his face in there too. So I think he definitely has the ability to play, you know, both displaced and on the line. So I mean, we'll know more when we get back, or, you know, when he gets back here for the rookie orientation. So I was excited about him. A good, you know, good phone conversation. He's excited, so I think he's a good fit. Christian, I mean, I think the thing that jumps out of you for Christian Ringo is the 11 sacks. I mean, he's I don't like to compare people because I think it's unfair, but you know, there's a, you know, Mike Daniels' name was thrown around, and that's obviously a comparison that you definitely would love to have as a young player. So another young man that was very excited on the phone. So I think Christian is, it'll be, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing these guys Thursday night, and then Aaron. I mean, I think Aaron's an excellent fit, fullback, four core player on special teams. You know, he pours it up in there, and you know, I think having him and John Kuhn, and especially with John's experience, and you know, Sam Gash, I think he's an excellent addition also.
Mike, you mentioned two phone calls there. I don't know if you get to talk to every player, but do those phone calls stick with you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, really, the phone calls stick with you more to when that, you know, it's because it's your first impression. I mean, it's verbal, but then when you see the young man Thursday night, so yeah, it's they're all different. You know, it's you know, you hear disappointment, but you know, then the reality of, you know, the fact that, you know, they're going to have an opportunity to play in Green Bay and things like that. Because, I mean, I think, you know, this process is tough for these young men. I mean, the expectations are set very high. Everybody can't be drafted in the first round. So I think sometimes you run into that. But, you know, you remember the ones that you jump out of the phone, and there's nothing that's, I think, more, you know, unique than to hear the families in the background, particularly if you're on the phone when it comes across the TV. So that's always really cool. And, you know, that's an exciting moment for those guys.
Mike, did you talk to every player drafted this year? Or?
Yes, all eight draftees, correct.
I know you mentioned Clay's an outside linebacker, so do you need Jake to come in and start right away, or at least sort of right away?
There's been no starting positions assigned today, and they won't be tomorrow. So, once again, I mean,
do you need him to come in and just really grab, take the bull by the horn, so to speak, there?
I mean, our team hasn't even, you know, you know, we haven't even set our 90-man roster yet, so we'll get them all here and they'll compete, and you know, the best players will play. And I think Jake will do a heck of a job. I mean, I think he's an excellent fit for the way we want to play, the responsibility, you know, of our linebackers, particularly both in base and sub. I think he's a great fit for us.
Mike, you mentioned Aberderis. Have you been able to see anything from Barclay and Lumba who are coming off ACLs? And is Jordy doing anything?
Yes, they're all here. They're all working. You know, obviously, it's a plan between the, you know, the medical and the training room and the strength conditioning. But you know, all three of those guys are here working and getting better.
Hey, Mike, Ted was talking a little bit earlier about some of the stats you guys throw out with undrafted free agents and especially the recruiting process that happens. Was that something you were always on board with when you got here? How has that evolved as far as how much production you've gotten out of those type of players?
Well, I think it's like any assistant coach in the league. You know, when you have an opportunity to coach the Packers, you agree to anything. So, he said, you know, there's a chance we're going to be young. I don't think we're going to be that young in 06 or, you know, 07. But it's our path. I mean, it's our plan. Draft and develop, you know, we've been doing it since day one. And the statistics speak for themselves. So, you have to have it. I mean, I think that when the personnel department and the coaching staff are on the same page, good things happen. And we've had that in place here for 10 years.
Mike, this format you had the last couple of years between veterans and now for the workout, rookie orientation, that's your OTAs and your veterans boot camp. You like this format? You see any other changes from this year or good feedback from the players on how it's gone the last couple of years?
Well, I'm done complaining about it. It's been 5 years, so I mean, yeah, I love it. So I'm used to it. You have two weeks to get these guys ready to go on the field. We'll go on the field for the first time Monday for, you have the 90-minute workout available for us then. A lot of our young guys came back early, which is important. So I think that definitely helps. That's pretty cool. What song is that? Is that a movie or? Yeah, I got distracted. I was trying to figure out what the hell the song was. So.
Yeah. Feedback
the feedback's been great. Clearly, the changes that we made in our program, and we made some adjustments again this year. So, we're always trying to get better. And our availability was as high or the highest of our time here. And so that's really what you want. So, and frankly, anytime you do less on the field, the players are happy about that. So that's a good thing for them. But you have to be creative. We definitely teach different today than we did 3 years ago. So, and we're fortunate. Mark Murphy and the organization has made facilities and has lit in our creativity as teachers and put us in positions to train these guys differently, and it's working.
Sorry, Mike, I can't resist. What's with the beard?
It's not that big of a deal, Jason. It's something different.
Mike, you've been here almost a decade. Has your role in the draft changed at all from when you showed up?
Not really. I mean, the format's really, really the same. Just speaking with Ted before coming down here, I mean, it's amazing, how much work goes into this draft. I mean, and the appreciation you have for these scouts and now to work with these guys going on 10 years, a number of them, obviously relationships are built and obviously the trust just continues to grow. So, our format, our process it works, and Ted, and rightfully so, going back to Ron Wolf. I mean, the way we go about it, we feel very confident, and each time we select a young man.
So, Mike, we don't get to go on the draft. You've been in there now 10 years with Ted. What is Ted like in there? Has he changed at all over the years? What's the vibe?
Ted's very consistent, which I'm sure you appreciate when he stands in front of the podium. So he's the same. He's very consistent in his job. He's got a lot bigger, fancier computer screen now than he used to. So that's pretty cool. I'm envious of that. But it's all pretty similar. I mean, the technology's improved, so the information, the access information is available quicker. So the meetings go maybe a little faster, things like that. But really, the format, I think if Ron Wolf walked in there today. And I think your guys that were here 15 years ago, they'd see a lot of similarities.